going, surely, nearly gone. On Wednesday morning, the number of government resignations was still less than 10. By the afternoon, the dam had burst and Boris Johnson's support was draining away.
Mr. Speaker, there's a very simple reason why they want me out.
At the regular session of Prime Minister's questions, the Commons chamber became a bear pit. The Prime Minister under attack from all sides.
Does the Prime Minister think there are any circumstances in which he should resign?
Today I ask him to do the honourable thing, to put the interests of the nation before his own interests.
Mr. Speaker, isn't this the first recorded case of the sinking ships fleeing the rat?
The job of a Prime Minister in difficult circumstances when he's been handed a colossal mandate is to keep going, and that's what I'm going to do.
Immediately afterwards, Sajid Javid, the Cabinet Minister who was the first to quit on Tuesday, returned to Parliament to explain his decision to MPs. And with the Prime Minister listening, Javid didn't pull any punches.
At some point, we have to conclude that enough is enough. Yeah. I believe that point is now.
The final straw was Downing Street's handling of complaints against this man, Chris Pincher. Pincher was given a government job, despite previous allegations being upheld about him making unwanted sexual advances to male staffers. Boris Johnson claimed he didn't know about the past misconduct. In fact, it emerged that Johnson had been briefed in person about it.
The situation is fast approaching a tipping point where surely Boris Johnson's position becomes untenable. But this is a Prime Minister possessed of almost visceral stubbornness, seemingly impervious to the criticism of even close colleagues. And he will not leave this place willingly.
The question was posed directly during Johnson's appearance before the Commons Liaison Committee.
Just on a very human level, surely you must know that it's in the country's interest for you to leave now, isn't it?
I look at the pressures that people are under and the need for government to focus on their priorities. I look at the biggest war in Europe for 80 years, and I cannot for the life of me see how it is responsible just to walk away from that. As I
said, ousting a Prime Minister is no trivial matter, but with so many choosing to resign rather than serve with this Prime Minister, his situation really does start to look unsurvivable. The question then becomes how to actually remove him from office. Paul Brennan, Al Jazeera, Downing Street.
Well, let's go straight to Nadeem Barber at Downing Street. 38 resignations and counting, Nadeem, and it also looks like other MPs are also going to pile on the pressure for him to go. What more can you tell us?
Neva, it is astonishing how quickly the resignations have poured in since Tuesday evening when Sajid Javid and Rishi Sunak resigned from Cabinet. An astonishing situation in number 10 here, because there are said to be two groups of Cabinet members now. Some who are waiting to tell Boris Johnson in no uncertain terms that he should go, otherwise they will quit, and another group who are still backing him. One of the people who are going to tell him that he should step down, even though, as you've just heard, he says it's in no one's interest, in his opinion, for him to walk away. One of them is Nadine Zahawi. He's the person who just stood into the vacant post of Chancellor. And less than 24 hours later, he's delivering that message to the Prime Minister. Now, in the parliamentary session of Prime Minister's question times earlier, Keir Starmer focused on the reaction to Chris Pincher's appointment, and basically accused Boris Johnson of enabling somebody that he called a sexual predator. Some of the people who've been resigning have referred to the same problem, and one of the latest MPs has said that the government and Boris Johnson have been turning a blind eye to sexual assault. This is really serious stuff. Boris Johnson, of course, has apologised, says with hindsight he made a mistake. But this gets back to what he was supposed to have done after all the other scandals, after Partygate, for example, cleaning up Downing Street and cleaning up the messaging, the way the government operates. Not only that, though, he's now going to be told that there are not enough people to fill the vacant positions.
Nadeem, looking at Boris Johnson's performance in Parliament earlier, he's almost seemed to have made a political career of apologising recently. Sometimes his apologies have been more effusive than others. Just looking at his performance, considering he was accused of being part of a government of Z-list nodding dogs by Keir Starmer, did this look like a prime minister who was embattled in your eyes?
He looked frustrated, exasperated. There were lots of sighs on Wednesday afternoon at the Commons Liaison Committee. He was actually asked about what he would do if he lost another vote of no confidence. That could happen fairly soon. The backbencher committee, the 1922 committee, met today, decided not to change the rules, but they're going to meet on Monday to form a new executive. And then it's understood that there will be a push to change the rules so there can be another vote. Would he push for an early election rather than stepping down? In the end, he said no, but he said no one wanted an election. But then he was asked directly, would you resign? And he really didn't address that scenario. I mean, it's astounding that we've got to that point where so many of his colleagues are telling him to go or they'll quit. But it's quite possible, though, that at least until next week, he could remain in his post.
Nadeem Barber, live for us on Downing Street. Thank you. Well, Boris Johnson could face a fresh vote of confidence in the 1922 committee, if the 1922 committee, rather, changes its rules. Let's see how this can happen. The committee is made up of 18 Tory backbencher MPs. They meet weekly to discuss party matters, but crucially, set rules in which a leader can be ousted. Johnson survived a vote of confidence last month. He now has 1 year's immunity under the current rules. The committee has met to consider changing that. A decision could be made later on Wednesday. If it decides in favour, 15% of the party would need to write to committee chairman Sir Graham Brady to demand a fresh vote. Johnson's press secretary says he will challenge a bid to oust him. All right, let's bring in Alex Dean, a Conservative political commentator. He joins us live now from London. Are we looking at the final hours of Johnson government?
Well, by definition, no. I mean, you've taken us through the timetable accurately. I think the 1922 committee would have to have a new executive elected. That executive would have to want to change the rules. There would then have to be 15% of the party wanting to have a vote. That one's a given. Then the Prime Minister would have to face a vote of confidence in him, and he might win that, right? It may seem unlikely, but we've seen in many times in recent events that if you've got a binary vote coming up, it's wise to consider both sides of the potential outcomes. Nobody predicted Brexit amongst the pundits. Few predicted Donald Trump winning. The Prime Minister, I suppose, could win an election held amongst members of Parliament. But I see the Prime Minister right now as certainly as wounded, but not killed.
There do seem to be a growing number of Conservative MPs that are determined to see him out of office.
That's fair, except the one thing we've got to bear in mind is that innuendo can become fact. I thought Paul's report just now was very good, but people are tempted to report and say what's being said behind closed doors as if we definitely know. And we don't know what some of those senior cabinet ministers are saying to the Prime Minister. We know that they have said they're not resigning. Two have done, of course, but Rishi Sunak and Sajid Javid will be disappointed that more didn't follow them. The rest of the cabinet have decided to stay where they are. And whilst we can speculate about what they're saying to the Prime Minister, it's not actually the case to say that we know.
What would be, hypothetically, a critically damaging blow for the Prime Minister? Would it be another key cabinet member going, somebody like Michael Gove, for instance?
I don't think so, actually. I think the Prime Minister will not let the fates and decisions of individuals determine whether he remains at number 10. There are two things that could mean the end of Boris Johnson's time as Prime Minister. The first is losing a vote of confidence amongst Conservative members of Parliament, and the second would be losing a vote of no confidence against the government on the floor of the House of Commons itself. And I don't see the latter happening. I don't see the Tories voting with Labour to try to bring down their own government. So in the end, it's going to be up to the members of the Conservative Party to decide whether they want Boris Johnson to stay as Prime Minister.
Boris Johnson has repeatedly talked about having a massive mandate to lead. Given that he was at the helm during a landslide election, the last general election, that is indeed true. But if the polls are to be believed, the Labour Party 11 points ahead, Boris Johnson doesn't have the confidence of the nation by the looks of things.
Well, we had a general election relatively recently, and as you rightly say, Boris Johnson won a thumping majority. People are always fond of saying the only opinion poll that really matters is the one that's conducted at the ballot box. Well, a proportion of people who voted Conservative will think with some justification that it's completely wrong for their members of Parliament to sling out the Prime Minister, since he's the person they wanted to lead the country, and that's why they voted Conservative, and that's why they voted for those MPs.
What do you think the general public, British voters, make of all this ongoing political theatre, all of these ongoing scandals?
Yeah, I mean, in part, if it's just viewed as theatre, some people rather enjoy it. Many more people find it very frustrating and want it to be over with. But I'll tell you this, if you think this is unstable and if you think this is theatre, you better imagine a long, hot summer of a Conservative Party leadership election in which as many as a dozen candidates might run to replace Boris Johnson and then have to be whittled down one by one until you get to a final two that's voted on by the membership in the country. If you think this is unstable, you ain't seen nothing yet.
What do you think, very briefly, all of this has done to trust in all political officials on both sides of the House of Commons?
Well, it may be an unfashionable view, but in my sense is this is the system working. You know, the party got it wrong, Chris Pincher, in the report that Paul just did. He was right about the issues, former Deputy Chief Whip. The party got it wrong about Chris Pincher. The Prime Minister got it wrong about Chris Pincher. And boy, are they in trouble as a result. This is the system working.
All right. Alex Dean, Conservative political commentator, thank you.